Hi everyone, welcome to the Shaman's Cave. I'm Sandra Ingerman, and I just wanted to say that we had a beautiful show last week, and we're going to let Renee weave back in what she ended with so that that weaving continues. But she ended it so beautifully that Renee, as you welcome us, we'll let you bring us in to a new place in the weaving.
So I'm Renee Barbeau, the practical shaman. And I was talking about how this loneliness is rich earth. And in this rich earth, I get to plant new seeds that aren't the same seeds as for all of those lonely times that I had as a child or growing up, but that as an adult woman who's somewhat awake most days, that I can consciously plant new seeds about how I want to grow in the future and how I want to make this loneliness bloom into a new flower.
Yeah, and that's really beautiful because that is what shamanism is all about, is following the same circles of the earth. We let go of when things are done, you know, the adventure of the spring and the summer have happened, and it's time for the fall, and it's time to let go and let that past be past so that a new present can be born.
Mm-hmm. And even in our bodies, as they break down, we have within our own bodies, we have the acids that will eventually dissolve us. That's my latest revelation. I'm very fascinated by that my own body is built to destroy me and get rid of me when I'm all said and done. And so that kind of brings us to the point of what we're going to talk about today, is that we come in alone and we leave alone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And there was more to that of what we wanted to talk about of there are so many people right now who are having mysterious illnesses, and I'm one of them. And I'm in touch with unbelievable amounts of people and I'm following people on different websites and what's going on. I still do shamanic healing work, and so I'm trying to understand, because the issues that people are dealing with now haven't been seen. So I'm trying to understand what is being brought to me. And so I'm doing more research on different things. And so for myself, through my research, because again, I have my own mysterious things, I said, ooh, I might try that. I might try that. Ooh, there's a psychic healer there. There's a medium here. Oh, I heard about this person. Great miracles. And the list goes on. I've been on this 8-year journey, and the list goes on. And then what I finally came to is why am I not making more progress with all that I'm doing, and not working with psychics, but I'm doing a lot for myself to change my health, physically, mentally, and spiritually. And I realized that I've been giving my power away to other people, that they have something that I don't have that can heal me. And so where I'm at right now is realizing that so many of us, I mean, I've read accounts online years ago about people who were healing themselves from advanced Lymes through hypnosis. You know, we have put so much on the medical world, and the medical world is stumped right now. They're really stumped. The allopathic doctors and the integrative and functional medicine doctors, they really don't know what to do right now. And trust me, I've talked to enough of them to know they're stumped. And so we're at a place on the planet due to the pollution, what we're taking in, what we're exposed to. And there are a lot of psychic women on this planet who should be shamans right now, who don't have a container for their work or don't have a safe place. And they're open to all this mysterious stuff going on. But there are people who are healing themselves purely by doing spiritual work. And that's what I've come to, is that's all I have left. I have no place left to turn. And I absolutely know 1,000,000% in every cell in my body that it's the spiritual work that works. And so that was how Renee and I came up to the topic of there's only us.
And it's really kind of a fun thing to watch. And I don't mean fun, ha-ha, but because for years I reached out and went here and went there and went everywhere trying to get the answers to, you know, my dilemmas. And a lot of them were self-created, I must admit, now that I look back on them. And that the answers didn't come until I changed spiritually, until I cleaned house and took care of things. And so, you know, sitting here with you for 5 years, I know a lot of the things that you've done to work with this mysterious illness. And I have other friends with really crazy, mysterious illnesses. And, you know, I've been having my own little bout with a bang that I did here that's showing up somewhere else. And it always, you're right, it always does come back to my spiritual conditioning around it, like accepting the fact, and we talked about loneliness in our last show, that because what I used to do is I'd work all day long, 12 hours straight, and then instead of sitting and having tea on the couch like you used to do, I would take a long 2-mile walk. Mm-hmm. So I still wasn't stopping. Well, this mysterious knee bang, and now that's in my foot, has made me stop. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes we have to stop long enough to really say what's going on. And then when I stop and all of a sudden I go into loneliness, which actually took me even further into, why am I writing my next book? What is it for? Am I writing just because I have to write, or am I writing because I want to teach? But that even those kinds of answers can come to us when we stop and just go sit in the rose garden. Now, this is me. I always have to weed the rose garden. And this week I paid somebody to weed the rose garden, and I go out there in a chair and sit.
That's great.
It's new.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, just that's an inspiration that I didn't have 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's just as nice that somebody else weeded it.
Yeah, absolutely. I like that too. Yeah, I've been allowing myself to receive more help so that I have more time for myself and more time for my healing. And I definitely find, I feel that a sign of my healing is how much I'm being drawn back into nature now. Where a lot of that was just way too painful for me. And that's just such a wonderful feeling. I'm going everywhere. I think people think I'm nuts everywhere. I've been living on the same road for 25 years, and all of a sudden I'm going, I've never seen this before. Have you ever seen how beautiful this is? I cannot believe how beautiful this is. Has this been here the whole 25 years we've been here? So it's something inside of me. You know, I started talking about it on the last show because of the spiritual work I'm doing. It's like I've been so busy, I've been dissociated. And, you know, I know I live in a beautiful place. It's not like I haven't seen the beauty around me. But the type of beauty I'm seeing now, and it's the same beauty I've been seeing for 25 years, it's taking my breath away.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
As it did 25 years ago, took my breath away for sure. But, you know, then I got into my patterns. I was traveling all the time. Everything was coming home and working. But I did have my time to sit on the couch and appreciate the birds. But, yeah, it's when you can stop and your consciousness starts to change a bit and you're more present. I don't know what change will happen for you, but the change that happened for me by doing that was all of a sudden what all I could see was beauty everywhere, in people, in political situations around me. It's just my consciousness is changing. I just can't embrace an energy of hate or judgment anymore. It hurts that everything in this world is energy. And I'm finding that a lot of the energy that we swallow is really hurting us. And so it brings us back to the topic again, that there's only us, is we right now, because of how many challenges are happening in the world, we have to make a choice of how much energy are we going to put into our destiny, into our movement, into our own healing, instead of putting all of our energy into what's outside of us. And it's not saying that we're not compassionate about what's happening what's happening outside. It's not that we're not compassionate. We're very compassionate. But there's something that happens if you close yourself off from the world and you just work on your own inner world and your own inner landscape. And then you come out, you've birthed yourself into a different, you've actually birthed yourself into a different dream.
Mm. Yeah, but this is like so important. I'm doing this weekly mastermind. It's a weekly writing accountability group. And I swear every week her prompts, if you don't have anything to write about, she'll give you a prompt. And her prompts, they're like magic nuggets for me. And so a few weeks ago, I started her something about a bird. Well, I ended up writing a whole chapter about the bird song and how birds have come. And then this week I shared a post on Facebook about how a hawk came down in my window of my car, and everyone started to share about their bird experiences. And I thought, like, well, how, if we put our attention to the bird song and the bird and, you know, what the birds have taught us, like, you know, it's not like this thing, and you can go do that. You can go sit around the campfire with 100 people if you want. But imagine if you just pay attention this next coming week to what the birds are telling you. Mm-hmm. You know, it could be the same bird, a different bird. It could be the chickens that are roosting next door. But like, what is the bird song? And looking at it from a different perspective every single day. So like what Sandra was saying, that all of a sudden she goes out and sees a tree with new eyes. Mm-hmm. Imagine doing that with a bird. Just, I'm using a bird. You could use a rock if you wanted. But for the next week, go out and look at it new every single day. And what does it teach you?
That's beautiful. Because we right now we're in a flow of changing perspectives. The river that we're on is changing perceptions and changing consciousness. That's the population we're talking to.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the river that we're on right now. And there are so many beautiful tools that we can use that can help us close our eyes and see ourselves step out of where we've been and open our eyes and see ourselves step into another dimension of life that would be healthy for us to live in and would bring us more joy and would bring us more happiness. But we also, we compare what we should be doing. We're afraid that people are going to judge us if we're not out there doing enough. And that's how a lot of us are losing our power. Mm-hmm. We're letting other people tell us what we should be doing when we were born with a destiny and our soul is the source of our power. And we should be listening to our soul and not to people outside. And our soul will bring us to the ultimate place of healing if we will stop and listen to it. So it is us. It is each and every one of us that holds the key inside of us to changing your dream. And when you change your dream, you change the dream for the entire collective.
Absolutely. And I think that's really a lot said on that. I was thinking this week about something that all of a sudden I had to investigate further. And when I said to my friend, I said, something's not feeling right about this. I had to investigate this further. And this is what I found out. She goes, well, one thing I know about you, when you listen to your inner self and it takes you to, I need to know more about this, it always reveals something more. And I might not have changed the decision when I was done, but I needed that more information that my intuition was pushing me to unravel. And so where in your life is your intuition pushing you to unravel something a little bit deeper, a little bit more? And trust me, if you go out and listen to the wind or to the trees or to the birds, it will always, I'm going to say 100%, it will always reveal to you what you need to know.
Absolutely. And what starts to happen when you do listen, because this has happened to me and this has happened to a lot of my students, when you do start to watch the signs and when you do start to listen to the omens, all of a sudden you realize that you're living in a magical world where it's possible. So you have no idea how much healing comes from doing that. I know that that was probably one of the most healing things that happened to me, was learning that nature talks back to me as much as I talk to nature. I didn't know that 20 years ago. I really didn't. And I know that now. And it's fabulous to be on this planet with all these amazing beings that we can talk to.
I know. So we're alone, but not alone. That takes us back to this, you know, that we come in and we're alone, but we're really connected to absolutely everything around us and everything. So, you know, take full advantage of that and with gratitude and love.
Absolutely. And listen to your soul. Your soul came in with all the programming, every single programming that you need to heal, that you need to create a happy life, that you need to live out your destiny. And don't listen to others about that. Listen to your own soul. You were born with it. It was the tool you were given. And it's you, and it's beautiful. And it's your essence, it's your life force, it's your vitality. And it knows absolutely everything that you should be doing.
And if you forget, we'll be here to remind you, because we love doing the show. And we just ask you to subscribe and share it with your friends. I mean, there's probably thousands of people out there who need this message of hope and healing, just simple little tips and tools. So, you know, maybe today, why don't you hit the share button and share it with, you know, your friends who probably could take some wisdom and, you know, bolster up their seeds.
I love that. And as you do that, do not forget to hit that subscribe button and support us. It's a thank you. We love you and we love doing the show. And we love being in community, and community supports each other. So we're in unbelievable gratitude for how much support that you're giving us by pushing that subscribe button as I see it going up and up and up. Thank you.
Thank you.